It's the Steve Gruber Show, Tuesday, July 2nd. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. And I'm not complaining, but you know, I've been filling in for Steve for a lengthy amount of time when I get to talk to our friend Ron Van Timmeren twice in the span of a week. Ron from Celebration Cinemas, welcome back on to the Steve Gruber Show. How are you doing?
Scott, it's a pleasure. I like you better than Steve.
Well, I won't tell him that if you won't tell him that.
And, of course, the reason we're talking again so soon is it's a holiday week, obviously. And
yes.
A rare Tuesday opening for a big blockbuster movie, of course, ramping up for the 4th of July holiday. Today, Scott, Spider-Man Far From Home opens up. What do you think?
I have to ask you. I can't recall if we've talked about this before, but I am not a superhero movie guy, so I don't generally run out to see Spider-Man or the Avengers stuff or any of those. But it seems like this is set up for a massive opening, being that it is another Spider-Man film, and being that it is opening on this holiday week.
Yeah.
It seems like it's going to be massive.
It better be. We can't stand another disappointment at the box office from a big sequel, but you're right. This has got the Avengers stamp of approval. Of course, Spider-Man last seen in Endgame, and actually this new movie sort of picks up where that one left off, and poor Spider-Man needs a vacation. Scott, he's off to Europe with a class trip, and of course, he's looking to connect with his girlfriend, MJ. She's played by Zendaya, Tom Holland, of course, the new Spider-Man. And once they're there, then Jon Favreau shows up, and he's part of the secret organization, like Samuel L. Jackson, the S.H.I.E.L.D. guys show up mm-hmm. and drag him back into saving the universe here. And along the way, we're going to meet Jake Gyllenhaal, his new character, Mysterio, and reviews are really great, Scott. 92% certified fresh. Adam Graham from the Detroit News said it reminded him of a Matrix movie. So a lot going on for Spider-Man.
Now, look, when Steve's on vacation, I fill in for him. When Spider-Man needs a vacation, who fills in for Spider-Man?
I give up. Who?
I don't know. There's got to be an answer. That wasn't a setup for a joke. I just didn't have an answer.
Right. Well, we're going to get a lot of Peter Parker in this movie. He's going to stand in for Spider-Man. And then there's all this thing about him and Iron Man's character that's going to have some resolution here, I guess, and a couple of twists and turns is what I'm reading. So I'm going to go see Spider-Man today. A lot of people are going to check that out. Nothing brings them in like rain, Scott. So we're hoping a little shower or two over the holiday. And then people go out and see a movie.
It's in the forecast, or at least chances every day. So, yeah, heat, humidity, and rain, probably the movie theater's best friend, I would think.
Exactly. And there's a horror movie opening up on Wednesday called Midsommar, one of these cult horror films from the director of Hereditary. And critics are giving this a good score, too, 83% fresh. So if you're into horror movies, that is your pick this week. And, Scott, I got to say, I was happy that yesterday that romantic comedy based on Beatles music overachieved a little bit this weekend at the box office. Came in third place, but did better than it was expected to. So that's your date night choice for the holiday week here. Yesterday is terrific.
That's one that I might. Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I probably won't get out to see it because we have kids, and our movie nights are few and far between. But we might see it sometime in the future. There's still lots of kid stuff out there. You know, it is the summer, and so you have the children home from school. Toy Story 4, of course, still playing. Aladdin, Secret Life of Pets 2, Child's Play. Although I'll warn you, Child's Play not for the kids. It says child right in the title, but not for the children.
No. That's the one with the killer doll in it. You don't want to miss the directions at the box office and go to the wrong movie there. But, yeah, you know what? That's awesome that three of the top five movies in America right now are G or PG-rated kid movies. And already Aladdin over $300 million at the box office. Toy Story on its way to $300 million. Secret Life of Pets pushing to $150 million. So definitely a good summer for good family product. And the indie film series kicks off at Celebration Woodland in Grand Rapids and Celebration Lansing down there. Meeting Gorbachev, the spy behind Home Plate, The Last Black Man in San Francisco, three alternative movies if you want to do something different than blockbuster season.
The Spy Behind Home Plate, I have read about. That one sounds very interesting.
Yeah, Morris Berg, he was a baseball player in the 20s and 30s, and you know, back then they had to have a second job. Well, the guy was a spy for the OSS. It's really a very interesting story because he was a Jewish man during that time, so very interesting how he got into this spy business. It's something very different there.
Hey, Rocket Man, is that disappointing a bit at the box office? I don't even know what expectations are, but it seems like that has faded a bit from society's consciousness in a way that that the Queen biopic did not.
Well, you're right. It is not that picture. It is not going to be as big as Bohemian Rhapsody. But listen, it's still hanging around the top 10 in its sixth weekend here, pushing 100 million. I still think that was a terrific movie, and it has gotten legs. It's still got good critic scores, and so Rocket Man is terrific, albeit R-rated movie. Got to be ready for that. But music and movies with Yesterday and Rocket Man and upcoming Blinded by the Light based on Bruce Springsteen's movie, that's coming up in August. So good to music and movie season.
And more info on all these films and showtimes and the free kid flicks summer 2019, all available at celebrationcinema.com, celebrationcinema.com. And Ron, I know that you are, of course, encouraging people, if it's raining, if the heat index is 96, maybe take a couple hours, spend some time at a theater.
It's cool inside. The popcorn's hot. I hope you enjoy your holiday weekend.
Thank you. You too, Ron. Appreciate it. CelebrationCinema.com. Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas. Appreciate the time, Ron.
See you at the movies.
Thank you. That's Ron Van Timmeren. Yes. And I already gave you my Toy Story 4 review, and I apparently am the only person. I literally can't find anyone who did not give it a three, four-star review except for me. I don't know what's wrong with me. But what I say doesn't matter. The box office matters, and Toy Story is already at $240 million in revenue. Back to wrap up this hour of the Steve Gruber Show. Up next, Scott Bertram in for Steve.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.